Good evening, everyone. I'm Jim Field. We'd like to welcome you to the 2020 Cass County Fair Virtual Recognition Event. Tonight, we'll be recognizing the Cass County 4-H Hall of Fame inductees, the 2019 Banner Club recognition of the 4-H Class of 2020 graduates, and the Interview Workshop Participants and Scholarship Awards. Let's start with this year's 4-H Hall of Fame.
Hello, everybody. I am Christy York. I am here representing the Youth Action Committee here of Cass County. And today I am here to make the announcement of this year's winner of the 4-H Hall of Fame. Every year we nominate individuals from Cass County to represent us at the State Fair with other 4-H people who have done great things to help keep 4-H strong. This year's recipients are Dave and Julie Williamsons, who have represented Cass County for many, many years in the 4-H program, working with the youth of today, working on the fairgrounds, and just being general volunteers in the program. Julie has spent 20 years as a club leader, and she and Dave have been avid supporters of the 4-H program. Their key role is maintaining and fostering the 4-H program in Cass County, and through many dedication of hours and core values of what 4-H really stands for. They raised 5 children through the 4-H program to help them strive to grow to be better leaders of tomorrow. Over the years, Julie's enthusiasm and encouragement in the 4-H program has touched many, many lives. We are grateful for what she has taught our youth. Thank you to Dave and Julie Williamson.
So during the 2010-11 4-H year, the Cass County 4-H Youth Action Committee introduced the new Banner Club program with the goal of promoting greater participation in county activities by clubs. Cass County 4-H clubs earn points for participation in a variety of county and state 4-H opportunities, such as county convention, Share the Fun, and National 4-H Week, as well as club activities and community service projects. So overall, Youth Action has achieved their goal with increased participation in these activities, and it's become kind of a sort of competition between the clubs to see who can outdo the others, and it's become a real honor to win this award. So the 2019-2020 winner of the Cass County 4-H Banner Club program is the Bear Grove Blazers. Congratulations to this club.
Jocelyn is the daughter of Mike and Kayla Amos. Jocelyn has been in 4-H for 10 years and is a member of the Pleasant Noble United 4-H Club. Projects Jocelyn has been a part of include poultry, dog obedience, goat, visual arts, bucket of junk, food and nutrition, home improvement, clothing selection, and communications. Jocelyn's highlights of 4-H are building great friendships with so many different people and learning so many skills. Jocelyn's future plans are to attend Iowa Central Community College and major in medical lab technician and playing basketball.
Grant Becker. Grant is the son of Doug and Jen Becker. Grant has been in 4-H for 9 years and is a member of the Union Leaders. Projects Grant has been a part of include beef, market goat, breeding doe, feeder calf, woodworking, sewing, baking, and working exhibit. One of Grant's favorites 4-H memories is receiving the top rate of gain meat goat in 2016. Grant's future plans are to attend Northwest Missouri State University, majoring in agriculture.
Alyssa Brockup. Alyssa is the daughter of Jim and Melissa Johnson. Alyssa has been involved in 4-H for 10 years and is a member of the Grove HOT 4-H Club. Projects Alyssa has been a part of is Best of Iowa, clothing selection, fashion review, sewing, and many more. Her highlights of 4-H are washing ducks before the poultry show and her club and participating in the lighted Christmas parade. Alyssa's future plans are to travel, volunteer abroad, and get a degree in English.
Jamie Carlton. Jamie has been part of 4-H for 1 year and is a member of the Griswold Clubsters.
Grace Clay. Grace is the daughter of Darren Clay and Crystal and Chris Schroeder. She has been a part of 4-H for 10 years and is a member of the Grove HOT 4-H Club. Projects Grace has participated in include rabbits, poultry, sheep, goats, dog, photography, and many others. Grace's highlights of 4-H is going to state with a quilt she made. Gracie's plans is to attend the University of Iowa and major in cinema arts.
Casey Danker. Casey is the daughter of Ryan and Jody Danker. She has been a part of 4-H for 7 years and is a member of the Griswold Clubsters. Projects that Casey has been a part of include home improvement, poultry, rabbits, swine, photography, woodworking, bucket of junk, and floriculture. Casey's highlights of 4-H have been hanging out with friends, helping out during livestock show, and the Clover Kids Pet Show. Casey will be attending Northwest Missouri State University, majoring in criminology.
Courtney Dorchter. Courtney is the daughter of Michael and Dina Dorchter. Courtney has been a part of 4-H for 5 years and is a member of the Pleasant Noble United 4-H Club. Her projects include meat goat, photography, and bucket of junk. Courtney's highlights about 4-H are preparing her projects, attending fair, Mardi Gras, and attending meetings with other members. Courtney's future plans are moving to Des Moines and joining the workforce.
Derek Drager. Derek is the son of Don and Donald Drager. He has been in 4-H for 9 years and is a member of PIMOSA. Projects Derek has been a part of include photography, swine, food and nutrition, woodworking, and rabbits. Derek's highlights from 4-H are going on tours and trips with his club. His future plans are to work.
Dustin Drager. Dustin is the son of Don and Donald Drager. He has been in 4-H for 9 years and is a member of the PIMOSA 4-H Club. Projects Dustin has participated in include food and nutrition, photography, woodworking, rabbits, and swine. Dustin's highlights of 4-H are playing volleyball and washing pigs. His future plans are to get a Class A CDL and become a truck driver.
Carly Henderson is the daughter of Mike and Beth Henderson. She has been in 4-H for 9 years and is a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club. Projects that Carly has participated in include breeding beef, market beef, horse, dog, photography, and sewing. Carly's highlights of 4-H is when she won Supreme Beef Showman in 2018. Carly's future plans include attending Iowa Western Community College, pursuing a degree in veterinary technology.
Jacob Rattenberg. Jacob is the son of Joel and Stacy Hansen. He has been in 4-H for 9 years and is a member of the Grove HOT 4-H Club. Projects Jacob has participated in are goat, poultry, and rabbits. Jacob's highlights of 4-H is making new friends every year. Jacob's future plans are to enlist in the U.S. Army as a 91 Bravo Airborne.
Allison Speaker. Allison is the daughter of Chris and Shauna Speaker. She has been in 4-H for 9 years and is a member of CNM Champions. Projects that Allison has participated in include photography and visual arts. Allison's highlights of 4-H is having her pictures considered for state fair. Her future plans are to attend Northwest Missouri State University, majoring in elementary education.
Ethan Stephenson.
Ethan has been a part of 4-H for 7 years and is a member of the Grant and Guys 4-H Club.
Lane Thompson. Lane is the son of Jeff and Raina Thompson. He has been in 4-H for 9 years and is a member of Union Leaders. Projects Lane has participated in include beef, swine, food and nutrition, decorator showcase, fashion review, and home improvement. Lane's highlight of his 4-H was his trip to Washington, D.C. Lane's future plans are to attend Kirkwood College for Culinary Arts and Business.
Belle Wickman. Belle is the daughter of Eric and Tammy Wickman. She has been in 4-H for 3 years and is a member of the Cowpokes 4-H Club. Belle has participated in the Horse Project. Belle's highlights of 4-H are the fun horse show and riding at night. Her future plans are attend the University of Iowa and study cinema.
The 2020 Cass County Fair Interview Workshop and Scholarship Contest replaces the traditional King and Queen Contest this year, as royalty will not be named in 2020 due to the cancellation of the State Fair Queen Contest. Four contestants participated in interviews for the contest on Monday, July 13th, with interviews taking place individually and as a group. Selection was made based on poise and interview preparation. Two scholarships will be awarded to our top interview participant and runner-up, and we want to thank the generous support from our local donors. First is Taylor McCready. Taylor is the daughter of Marty and Shelby McCready. She's a member of the Cass County Cowpokes for 8 years and the Atlantic FFA for 4 years. Emily Plagman. Emily is the daughter of Mike and Christy Plagman. She's been a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club for 8 years and a member of the CAM FFA for 4 years. Paige Jensen. Paige is the daughter of Ryan and Eva Jensen. She's been a member of Grant Guys and Gals 4-H Club for 8 years and a member of the CAM FFA for 4 years. Jocelyn Amos. Jocelyn is the daughter of Mike and Kyla Amos. She's been a member of the Pleasant Noble United for 10 years. And we'd like to congratulate our 2020 scholarship recipients. The top interview went to Jocelyn Amos, and the reserve to Emily Plagman. We want to send congratulations to all of our award recipients and the graduating class of 2020.